When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Oh, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:35, it is Thursday morning. Here with the Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, rolling along with you. Oh, those Dallas Cowboys. We have wrapped up our viewing of America's team. We'll give our final thoughts, much like Jerry did in the last episode. Coming up in 15 minutes. But right now, we do it every Thursday at this very time. As you just heard Norm tell us, along with Donnie's help. Boy. Music.
Mozart's music. Think about this last night, because we did take, I took my very first trip to Globe Life Field this year as we watched the Rangers hand it to the Angels. And of course, in sports and arenas and stadiums and ballparks these days, it's kind of sensory overload. They don't want too many moments to go by without something happening, especially NBA games. Mm-hmm. Man, consistently you have music going. It's just keep it going, keep it going. Hockey is different because they don't play any music during play, and it feels kind of weird sometimes. If you'll go to an NBA game, then you go to an NHL game. I remember the one time they had a game at Madison Square Garden where they went old school. And they didn't play hardly any music at all, man. And you can hear the sneakers squeaking on the court and all that. And I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. And I bet you it was really weird if you attend basketball games not to hear all the music and stuff that was going on. But last night, they get to a couple of particular moments in the game, and it got me thinking, do we need to update our sing-along songs at ballparks, stadiums, arenas around sports? Because, of course, if you're at the Rangers game, and I don't know if it's every single game, but you play deep in the heart of Texas. And I feel like every time that I've been to a Rangers game, at some certain point, they get everyone up. They have the words on there so you can sing along.
Stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
And you know, and I'm not talking about the, you know, take me out to the ball game and things like that. That's baseball tradition. Okay, whatever. But sing-along songs that seem like it's always old school that everyone can think of. And I feel like we need to update those.
I agree.
Because even at the Stars game, they'll start a song and then the whole crowd is singing, but it's Living on a Prayer, right? Oh, no, no.
There's a few of them. There's Friends in Low Places.
That one, right.
Mr. Brightside is another one. And then...
Now, remind me of Mr. Brightside. What's
the Killers. Because I'm Mr. Brightside. You know that song?
Well, I kind of don't. So maybe...
You just sang the name of the song. He already knew that part.
Coming out of my cage and I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
You definitely heard it.
I do know this song now. I didn't know that was the name of it. But is that a sing song or do they just play it all the time? They cut it off and everyone's singing that? Okay.
Yeah, people go.
So that, Friends in Low Places, you have Sweet Caroline in Boston. Like just all the sing songs you have at these spots that you feel that maybe we need an update so we can get a little current as far as having everyone sing those songs in arenas. Like, is this going to be forever and ever?
Yes.
Like the big one is the Queen when they at the Maverick games when they have the chameleon gecko whatever it is. How that going?
That was a really
mouth movement.
Freddie Mercury
too.
Was right
that
here.
That was awesome.
Hey-oh. All right. And I know you have to have some catchy tune that everyone's going to get involved. You want the crowd participation.
Safe and easy.
But
everyone knows it.
I feel that we are in desperate need of an update to try to bring something new on. I would challenge a lot of the arenas now to let's try and start something new. No one's going to get upset or mad and they say, oh, man, you didn't play the Queen thing, so I can just repeat A.O. and all that other stuff. No, Let's get a little new. Let's get a little newer.
Maybe the new generation might be a little more conditioned to an update, because a lot of the songs that are getting popular now are getting popular on TikTok because of an accompanying dance or something that goes along with the song. So maybe they are a little bit better positioned than previous generations to see this change be enacted.
See, like hype songs, that's great. Wisconsin has Jump. At a particular, that's awesome. Don't ever change that. That's great. I'm just referring to the sing-along song. The sing-along where you're trying to get the crowd participation, and trying to get the person on the Jumbotron so they can freak out when they see themselves up there. I think they are in massive need of an update.
So you brought up Sweet Caroline, which they sing at Fenway Park at Boston games. And I got to tell you, when we went, first time ever, who knows when I'm going to go to Fenway again, I was like, all right. They're going to sing it, and we thought it was awesome, and we sang along with it. But I could imagine if you watch Boston games all the time, or
season
you go all the time,
ticket holder, right?
You're probably like, God, really? Because that's how I feel when they play Friends in Low Places at Stars games. Every game you watch, like, okay, I get it. Like, good Lord, do we need to sing this song again?
And they're down 5-0, and they're just ready to get the hell out the ice and get going, and all of a sudden it's played in the arena, and everyone,
okay, but you're a Kraken fan who was like, hey, let's take a trip to Dallas to see the Kraken play the Stars.
Are they really just...
I don't know. Maybe they're like, wow, this is really
cool.
Man,
let's go Friends. I can't wait. They're going to play Friends in Low Places. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Man, I don't know about that either.
Because they probably don't play it in Seattle, where they probably play Smells Like Teen Spirit in their arena or something.
But on the other hand of that, Sweet Caroline, people are definitely looking forward to that in their first experience.
They are. I 100%
there are some of them that... Stand out and above.
I mean, that's the one you're going, you know it's going to happen. So you say, if you didn't hear Sweet Caroline when you went to Fenway Park, you would have been disappointed. What if it just, like, all nine innings, you're just there, you're ready. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here. This is great. Game. No matter what the result of the game, you're walking out. Are you going to say, man, they didn't play Sweet Caroline. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I would have.
See, I know I wouldn't have
recognized that they didn't.
I wouldn't have, and maybe that's just me.
It was cool, because, like, you look around on that part, and everybody looks at you and go, oh. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in Boston singing this song.
So this is for you.
And now that I think about it, because I wanted all the Boston things to happen. Like, I wanted to hear Shipping Out to Boston play and all that stuff, and I was hoping that I'd run into somebody from The Departed or something, you know.
I mean, how many at the different ballparks or arenas that are so famous that you're going there really, truly anticipating that sing-along?
That's probably it.
Boston is one. I don't know.
Chicago, when they do whoever the guest is going to be, when they hold the mic out of the booth, and it's
Take Me Out to the Ball
Game. Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I think that's one of those traditional things that you'll hear at different ballparks.
Like, I could do without them ever doing that in the Rangers ballpark.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'm with you.
Because we don't do anything special for it.
No, it's just root for the Rangers. And
now
that's
they play like some weird heavy metal version of it or something. I noticed that last night. I was like, what is this?
I'm familiar.
This is because Lando was in the house.
Yeah, that's why they knew.
The soundtrack update, I feel, at ballparks and arenas and stadiums.
I like when they play Pat Green. I like Texas. I like when they do that after wins, because you're leaving the game. You're like, yeah, I like Texas.
And Pat Green.
Yeah. And Pat Green.
Yeah, because
they tried to change that, and everybody got mad.
They screwed up.
Again, a tradition like that, a lot of fans got pissed off about that. That's fine. That's not a sing-along that they have at the arena. That's just, that signifies a win. Let's go. I love Texas. That's great. But, man, when I heard Deep in the Heart of Texas, man, I just went, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet there are probably some Angels fans, and that was the first time they ever went, like, oh, yeah, I heard this on Pee Wee Herman.
Just perpetuating that stereotype.
That's what we do. Like, oh, watch. And then I think, then everybody clap, and then they see us, all of us go, and they go,
because we're all joining in.
I know, but that's what they like. And they're like, man, we didn't see any horses or cows on the way here. What do we do? And you go, just keep going to Fort Worth.
Yeah, you actually will find them, and it doesn't take long.
Like, if you want to experience what you think is Dallas, but it's actually Fort Worth because you've only ever seen it on TV, go to the Stockyards and you'll be like, oh, this is what Texas is.
And maybe that's what's getting me a bit, because that's the perception out there about people from Texas. No, just bothered me a bit. It bothers me a bit at the Stars games.
Friends in Low Places is such a beaten song.
It is. Too. It's a lot.
What can we update that with, though?
You could update it with the Pat Green song. Somebody actually from the area.
All just put his entire
cut out
of
A minor.
The whole arena just screams A minor. I don't know about that. I don't know what it is, but I feel like this is going to be like this forever and ever and ever. It seems like the classic rock, old school type of song is just what they feel appeals to the mass audience that's there watching the game.
But do you think, remember they used to put out the arena rock CDs?
The Jock Jams?
Yeah, Jock Jams. Do you think that those songs have evolved? I don't hear those songs as much anymore.
Right.
So now we're hearing this song, and maybe you're right. Maybe it is time to get away from what that was. Because those Jock Jams, when that came out, you're like, oh yeah, you hear this in every arena or stadium or whatever, and we've evolved past that.
I'm just going to suggest that we evolve from the sing-along.
Okay. So you don't like to sing with others?
Yeah, I don't involve everyone when I go karaoke. This is about me. I don't want it to be about the whole entire arena. That was a terrible comparison. I'm sorry. I don't know why I came about. But
what if we did karaoke?
They should tailor their entire presentation to just you.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
What if, since they're our partner, one Stars game?
No.
Ah, there we go.
No.
This is a sing-along. Damn.
What if we got the Stars to let us do karaoke at a Stars game so you could karaoke in front of the arena?
Oh, my gosh. No, who would want that?
It'd be great. Like during a TV timeout? All righty, here he is.
Then obviously
well, that, I mean, how do we sing that?
Right, that's what I say.
It would just be me going, dude, you want
so this? It's a rotator at the Stars so game. Because I felt like Friends in Low Places, every time I watch it, I feel like that they're playing that one.
Yeah, I think I've been to enough Stars games that I can confidently say there is like a progression that is pretty much the same each game.
Yep.
And at some point, you're going to hear the same songs.
At the same time.
At the same time. And then, yeah, like usually it's late second, early third period that they'll do Friends in Low Places.
Just a little update on the playlist. That's all I'm asking.
I don't disagree with you.
All I'm asking. And we don't need the sing-along. I know the Jumbotron is still huge. It's still remarkable to me the amount of people who freak out.
I thought Coldplay killed the Jumbotron, but here we are.
When they see themselves on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, because
like, it is a, you're calmly watching whatever's going on, and then someone taps you on the shoulder, and they point up, and you're up there, and it's the freak out.
Yeah, they start crying. They can't believe it. It's pretty wild. That and how people will just, to this day, on the dot race.
Okay, dot race, you never give that up.
Yeah, you just pick, you go, that's I great. Got red. All right, I got green.
Right,
come on,
right.
Let's go red.
And then like, someone's always going to fall. Like, I would love a dot race where all three are, like, seriously, like, high school track sprinters. And they're really, they're hauling ass down the warning track trying to get there instead of the playful jog. I'm pretty sure they tell you how to conduct yourselves.
I think it'd be cool if there's like an obstacle course that they had to go through.
Like a steeplechase. They have to go through the
have
water.
To run through water. Jump over this spinning blade.
Now, is the dot race like the WWE?
You think it's fixed?
Do they have a 100% determined winner at the
absolutely.
Very beginning?
Oh, yeah. Is there a reason why last night when they showed who had won what, it was 23-22-22?
And I went last month. It wasn't that close. And, of course, I picked the dot that had the least amount of wins. Winner.
So you think they're cooking the books?
Yes. Yep. They got to make it close.
I think it's a predetermined result.
Right.
But the actions that happened within the race is pretty real because that blue dot, I believe, yesterday, he busted his ass. Well, maybe he's injured. I don't
like
know.
It's like a coin toss.
It's the red dot.
It's the red dot that because you.
Yes.
That's the only reason you know why.
I was sitting next to Frankie and I said, I got red. He goes, I got blue.
And unlike wrestling, they stick with kayfabe. They're not gonna let you behind the
but,
scenes.
No, they're not.
One of the dots
it's
has
not
to
dot
win.
Entertainment.
No.
No.
There's only 81 home games, so one dot has to win the most of the races. You can't evenly split 3 divided by 81. Whatever I just said.
Boy, you are not math man.
Math.
What happens when you stay out late? What's going on?
That's true.
81 divided by 3.
Actually, even? That's 27. So you're still wrong.
Uh-oh.
I'm math moron.
Oh, my.
You are on one today, dog. Yeah, you can definitely evenly split 3 into 81. It's 11:50, lunchtime with the Invasion. Right around the corner, we come back.
I don't know. Let me check.
You can check all you want.